Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I don't have to tell you, you know how this goes, right? Pay attention, find out what's happening, and then deal with it. I mean, positive or negative, deal with it. Anyway, loving some of the tweets. Loving some of the information I'm seeing on Facebook. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. On how they're trying to talk about the occupations of these colleges. As if this is what happened in the 60s. Well, it's not true. You didn't have this kind of violence. You didn't have... Remember, they were screaming for peace. Right? In Vietnam. They knew what they were. Any one of those people, you could have stopped. Any one of the protesters back then, you could have stopped and asked them, so what are you looking for? What do you want? Why is this? Like, why are you here? You can't do that now. These people have no clue as to why they're out there protesting. And it isn't just right-wing sites, you know, left-wing, whatever. Go looking all through that big, bad interweb. You're going to see these interviews they're having with these kids who have no clue. Matter of fact, I don't know, a couple of them, not a big number, but a couple of them said, look, the bottom line, you know, I don't know why. You know, see the guy over there in the green coat? Ask him. He'll tell you why we're here. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm asking you because you're the one standing here with a sign. You don't even know what the sign means. Seriously? You know, just amazing. And the other thing I love, oh, this is great. You know, people, this is just going to be amazing. So the at Ole Miss, hundreds of students, they gathered around a pro-Hamas encampment, and they sing the national anthem. And then they start chanting, "We want Trump." This was great. This happened Wednesday morning, right? On the heroic University of North Carolina. Fraternity brothers who protected a fallen American flag from a pro-Hamas mob. Right? I mean, just amazing that we're allowing this kind of thing. I know, freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that. Right, sure. Unless they're insurgents. You really think our founding fathers would have allowed this? You think they would have stood there and watched people who want to, as they chant death to America, allow this to happen? You're out of your mind. Not even close. Now, the melee started after police confirmed approximately 30 anti-Israeli demonstrators were detained for refusing to leave an encampment erected on campus. These are going up everywhere. Just amazing. According to the KVIA News, during the walkout, protesters tore down barricades. They took down the American flag, and a Palestinian flag was raised in its place. The American flag was flying at half-mast to honor the police officers that were killed in Charlotte earlier in the week. Now, Chancellor Roberts personally returned with the police to replace the American flag while protesters threw bottles, rocks, and water at them. Just amazing. And then they want to fly the Palestinian flag because the Palestinians are protecting them so much. Right? And the thing I love about this is great. Why don't you go over there, especially those people running around with the flags and the banners that say, you know, queers for Palestine, gays for Palestine. Why don't you go over there and see what happens? Really, go tell them, we're with you. We're in solidarity with you. We love you. We're right along. Yeah, go ahead. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. I'm trying to prove a point here, though. When the protesters attempted to remove the flag again, the fraternity brothers stepped up. They protected it while they sang the national anthem. They made sure the flag never touched the ground. Right? The stuff was being thrown at them. People being... See, this is the difference. You didn't have this kind of violence going on with the protesters themselves in the 60s. Right? And these guys were not going to let this happen. And, you know, that's the other thing. Remember, these are all entitled little kids, mentally, that are having this fight, that are doing this. You really, 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 we really need to pay attention to what's going on. Now, Thursday afternoon at Ole Miss, they had hundreds of male students that gathered at the pro-Hamas camp. Right? And they began singing the national anthem. That's even better. Good luck with that. You're going to see this happening at more and more and more places as they, you know, try to keep taking it on. Now, a big group of them had T-shirts on that said, "I hate terrorists." Love it. Right? Can you feel the tide turning? Here you have a political group that is sitting there, allowing this to happen, not doing anything to stop it, getting away with it, or condemn it. You know what's really funny? Joe Biden has yet to condemn it by name. That's not really funny. He has yet to come out and say, we can't have these protests on campus. You need to be arrested. We need to be arresting these people. There's no reason to be pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel. I mean, he won't go that far with it. People around him are saying that, but I wonder why he won't. Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso Rachel joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I always say, some of you are tired of me saying it, so then step up and do the right thing, and you won't hear me say it anymore. But basically, get involved, get engaged, get informed, make a difference. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time when we deal with some of the craziest issues going on out there. And you know what, Joe? Thanks for being with me.
Right on, man. Good to party with you. Let's do it.
Yeah, I know, right? You know what, though? We could be on the air for like 27 hours solid with the craziness going on today. You know, just look at these college campuses, and the left is comparing these to the not riots but protests of the 60s against the Vietnam War, and you're going, no, I don't think so, right?
27 hours of this nonsense, man. I don't know if I have that much stamina for stupid, but I'll try to hang in with you, bro. And what are they trying to say? They're trying to compare this to some Vietnam era protests.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, because I remember the Vietnam protests. The kids went in, they took over buildings. I think they set things on fire. They smashed windows. Didn't they dress the statues up in communist flags back then? I mean, look at what.
Yeah,
George Washington University. They got the guy wrapped in a. They got George Washington wrapped in a Palestinian flag and a headscarf.
I mean, we had some extremists back then, man. I mean, you know, and they were Democrats back then too. You had the freaking Weather Underground.
Oh yeah.
You know, doing the stuff that they were doing. So you had your knuckleheads back there. And in a way, I kind of get it, you know, like the protests that were going on back then, especially like concerning like civil rights when you had, you know, people were upset about, you know, like you can send black people over to kill and die for America, but when they come back here, they can't even eat in the same restaurant. You know, that kind of stuff's unfair. And who do we have to thank for that, Joe? Democrats. Democrats are, and it's the same thing today that these people that they're all upset about. They're upset about what it is that the Democrats are doing, yet they empower them to do it. It's wild, man.
Oh yeah, and again, the ignorance, you know, I keep bringing this up and some people don't believe me when I say, look, go back and look at the Jim Crow laws. Go back and look at why they were put into place, who put them in place, who supported them, all right? And the only reason they wanted to do that, if you read true history, is if you could keep the black community down, if you could keep them ignorant, if you keep them dumb to what they couldn't save themselves. There was nothing they were going to be able to do to get out of the situation they were in. And now look at these kids that are on campuses right now. They have no idea what they're doing there. They don't know about the Palestinian / Israeli history. They're ignorant.
Yeah, totally ignorant, man. Yeah. This has been set into play. Man, this is going on 50 years ago, man. Just like you were saying, how the program. I mean, it even goes back further than that. Like when we talk about the Negro Project and what Margaret Sanger was doing, Democrat, by the way. You know, all the stuff that they were doing, and LBJ saying that, you know, I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. You know, all that stuff that was put into play, and these things that keep them in this state of arrested development and just going around in circles. And the same stuff is now going on today. And these people, they don't even know why they're angry. Yeah, just like you said, you know, you ask them, it's like, what are you even so upset about? But let's simplify it. What are they so upset about is that they associate Jews with white people. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And they've been so gaslit into this whole so-called anti-white narrative. It's like, y'all, the white people that you guys are so disgusted with, let me tell you who they are. The white people that you can't stand and that you're surrounded by are Democrats. That's your world. These are the people that you can't stand, yet at the same time, they're the ones who pander to you all the time. It's just like Malcolm X said. It's like, yeah, the most dangerous of them all is the white liberal, that smiley-faced fox who acts like he's your friend, but the whole time he's stabbing you in the back.
I'm not laughing at you. You know, I played that clip.
Funny.
I said something today. Was it today or yesterday? You got somebody teed off. I said, it's like having dinner with your executioner. Okay? I mean, this is, right? This is nuts. Hey, listen, before you do this, let me give you a tip now because I'm sure I won't be able to give it to you later. This is, they're buddying up to the people that are using them big time.
Yes.
And, I mean, here in California, Governor Newsom didn't even campaign for the governorship. You know what? He won, and he won big. And what's he do? He turns around and he mails the same businesses, the same people that put him in office, the $20 wage. You got tens of thousands of people now that have lost their jobs. And you got thousands of mom-and-pop stores that have closed. And I know some people get mad at me when I say this, but maybe you deserve it. If you won't do the homework it takes to know who's working for you, who's supporting you, and who's not, maybe you deserve this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah, I'm kind of with that saying, man. You get the government you deserve.
Yeah. Right? And then, you know, Trump, again, I realize he's not my savior, but the man comes in, he goes into black communities, he says, hey, listen, you know, let's get these business development centers set up. Let's make sure that these guys don't have to do tumble salts and everything else to get the money that they need. And, you know, let's make this so they can help with the economic growth. And he's racist. Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. All right. Apparently I'm not reading the same books they are. That's the stuff. It constantly floors me as to why, and it's not just the black community, the Hispanic community and other communities that are now starting to move forward, but are they not paying attention? Are they just listening to the spokesholes of their party? What is it that blinds them?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's remember, Joey, if we're asking what blinds them, remember the Democrat Party is the founder of the Invisible Empire. They can get away with this evil, and people do not see it. And I mean, and it's great that, you know, Trump can go into a city that's, you know, predominantly, you know, black or Hispanic and stuff like that. But let's not forget about people going nuts across the country on these campuses. You know, it's like for this one instance where he may be showing some favor, you got multitudes of people going crazy.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, I'm not trying to poo-poo, you know, anybody like that's kind of starting to see the light on one end, but where there's this little bit of light, there's a whole lot of people in the dark, you know, right. Full of hate and bigotry, you know.
All right. When we come back, Zoe will still be with us. We got a lot more to talk about, a lot more knockdown, a lot more truth to bring your way. You'll listen to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get to it, because I do not like wasting any of his time. Love it when he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zopian Den. Nice. You know, I kind of changed my thoughts on that, as I keep saying. I'm thinking of a place where we're all kind of sitting around and doing spiritual hooky stuff, you know, and just, you know, basking in God's glory. Yeah, not the funny stuff in the hooky thing. Just, you know what I'm saying, right? We'd be burning the word in there so we get the incense of God in there, kind of thing.
That's right, man. It's the holy hookah. That's what that is. Toking on that scripture smoke. That's what
I'm good with that. I'm good. I don't know if you can hear this, but I'm going to play it anyway. This is Malcolm X on the Little White Devils.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling and taking for a friend.
Many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. And therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that
I say that because it is usually if you study the structure of the Negro community, economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal, who usually poses as the friend of the Negro.
Now, I don't know how much of that you could actually hear.
Not much, but I've heard it before, so I get the gist of what he was saying.
Very, and very pointed, no mincing of the words, and you could tell that the white commentator is like, he just didn't know what to say or what to do, you know? But
yep.
I wish more people would call these things out.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're afraid of. Anyway.
Well, instead, I mean, you know, with as far as, you know, more Republican voters go and Republicans in office, you know, they just fall. They go right into the Democrats' hands every time. And what are they coming out with right now? The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, you know, 2023 to 2024.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like, it's not necessary. You know, none of us here are anti-Semitic, but all they've done is given the Democrats more fuel to work with. You know, it's like, if you really want to stop anti-Semitism, stop Democrats. The KKK hated Jews. Democrats still hate the Jews. But just like Malcolm was talking about, they act like they're their friend. They're the fox that acts like they're the Jew's friend. And your secular Jews mostly feel comfortable around the Democrats. They feel comfortable around their destroyers. You know, but see, we can't say that now, you know, because that's hate speech. You know, we can't call that stuff out anymore. But it's the truth, man. If we're trying to help these people.
They've got the communities believing. Okay, so they got the black community believing that somehow Republicans and Democrats switch parties overnight. We just kind of melted past each other and whatever, right? Right? And then they've got the Jews believing that you know, the Democrats are on their side. Look at all the Jews that are in Congress and what have you. And they're not safe from their own people. Their own people are turning against them.
Man, and Joe, you know, as we read the scriptures, man, and we Old Testament readers, man, we examine it all. Yep. We examine it all. And over again, the Jews, and this is God saying it himself, they prostitute themselves for their oppressors.
Yeah.
They end up going after these other cultures and the gods of these other cultures. Man, they do it over and over again. So it's no surprise that they would be doing it with the Democrat Party as well. You know? Yep. And we don't say that to belittle them or to be saying, look, man, we love you. We're trying to get you to understand, man, get away from your oppressors. Stop getting into bed, you know, being prostitutes for your oppressors. Stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And but yeah, you know, what they're doing, you know, with the black community and Jews, there's a lot of parallels there as well, you know.
Well, you know, we have several Jewish acquaintances that we both know together. Evan Sayed being one of them, who's come on the show, and I keep asking him on several occasions. First of all, I love the way he breaks down, you know, the Jewish community and the, you know, cultural and what have you. But he goes back and he says, Joe, the biggest problem in the Jewish community to conservatives and conservative Republicans is are what they perceive is our intolerance. Remember, it was intolerance that, you know, to a degree that wiped them out the first time in Germany, or tried to, right? And he says, now they come to us, they see us as that intolerant group, and not realizing that it's not intolerance at all. That we do love them, we do care about them, we do push, don't go down this road that's going to hurt you. Go down this road and we can support you. And they're afraid of us to a degree. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, and the thing is, Joe, there's no excuse for it. You know, it's like this, that's a repeat of things that they keep doing over and over again. And when the prophets would try to tell them, it's like, dude, you're doing this again, they killed them. Right. So, you know, as it stands right now, it's like we tell them the same thing. It's like, look, man, you don't want to go down that road. And when we tell them that, you know, and the thing is, Joe, with the Republicans, the mainstream Republicans, they think that there's going to be some sort of politician or some sort of policy that's going to make this official for them to understand. And it's like, dude, it doesn't work that way. You know, the Lord has already demonstrated, look, man, a whole bunch of laws, it ain't going to work, right? I demonstrated that it doesn't work that way. I started thing off with one law, and they broke it. Right? One law got broke, and then through the nation that I established, you know, with Israel, I codified the laws for a bunch of laws for them, and that didn't work either, right? So it's like, matter of fact, it made things worse. And I'm not an idiot. I didn't do that because I didn't know any better. I have to show it to you guys that it doesn't work, you know?
Yeah. So. No, I'm in total agreement with you. You watch what happens and you see these things happen. Is it because we're on the outside looking in? Is it because they're that afraid to make a move towards, again, towards Republicans. It doesn't even have to be Republicans. How about just towards conservatives who truly are on their side? You know what I'm saying? Who truly would stand side by side with them, and maybe in some cases in front of them, to make sure that they were safe and what have you. It's just amazing. And now you're seeing, what is it, the Palestinians or Hamas putting out bullpucky information on Gaza saying, you know, 38,000 people were killed. Now we've got video of them actually shooting people or shooting at people trying to get food off those relief trucks. Are you hearing anything about that? Of course not. You know, the Hamas soldiers have taken that. They're taking that food. They're taking our kindness. They're taking our money. And the people of Gaza aren't getting any help whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. And the global opinion that it's being swayed, you know, as far as this goes, you know, it's when you have, I mean, we're talking about the prince and the power of the air, man, and which means the airwaves, the transmissions of these signals. These people are getting it all, and that's what they're receiving it from. It makes it that much more difficult for us to solve these. But a lot of people, they don't get the spiritual aspect of this. This is one of the reasons why I have these issues with secular Jews. My issue is not so much that I'm anti, because they're anti-Semitic, and they're getting in the way of their survival. I mean, they're going to survive because, hey, the Lord established their nation, but they're making it really hard on themselves. And we're trying to tell them, like, look, man, you guys in your anti-Semitism, you reject the founding of your nation. If you're going to reject God, man, you rejecting the nation that God exclusively found. Well, that's insulting to me. I'm like, wow, man, you're going to downplay that? You know, that's anti-Semitic to me.
Yeah, what do they really believe? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the people that say they believe certain things, I go back to real simple stuff. You know, it's like our brothers and sisters in Christ. I'll pray for you, man. Yeah, do they really? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to judge, but I'm just saying, how many people go, yeah, dude, I'll pray for you. And you go, no, you won't. Don't do that.
It's like, let's do it right now. It only takes a second.
Yeah. Yeah, you will? Okay, let's do it now. Right?
Let's do it now.
Yeah. Oh, God, we've got to go for a break or I'm going to get in trouble. Anyway, Jay, listen to Joe Messina's show with Alfonso Rachel. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I almost said we are home. We are back. Toby Seed, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And just be part of the solution. You know, if you want to be part of the solution, get the right information. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. We lovingly refer to him as, oh, you know, the only reason I let you on the show is I thought you were Italian, Alfonso. And then you tell me you're German. Really? That was like 5 years into it or something.
Yeah, Alfonso is actually its roots are Germanic. I always thought it was Italian too, or some sort.
Wait a minute, there's a problem here. It's Germanic.
Yes.
I don't think you're a white Aryan, though, are you?
I didn't even know Aryans were really white. Aryans is actually Persians. That's who the Aryans were. Persians, which is now Iraq. Iran. I can't tell them people far. Anyway, no. It's, Is it? And you know what's even more funny, Joe, is that my first name Alfonso, which is rooted in I guess what they call it, Deutsch, or it's Germanic. Yeah. But my last name is Hebrew.
So you're confused. Is that what you're saying?
No, man, I am a living melting pot, brother. Yeah. That's what that is.
That must be really an internal issue where, you know, the German side of you wants to really wipe out the Jewish side of you and the Jewish side of you. Oh, God. And again, I was just goofy. The other night I'm going through the stations, and I, what did I come across? Oh, Hogan's Heroes. Right? Now, what is that? That was in the 60s, late 60s, probably, somewhere in there. And still close enough, if you think about it, right? 20, 25 years after the war. This is World War II. But even though they're making fun of stuff, there's stories in there. There's, you know, stories in there about the bombings that they had and what they saw going on. And people don't even realize that even the upper echelon around Hitler knew he was crazy, knew that he was, you know, there was a problem with him, and they were trying to figure out how to get out of this war, you know, get him and get him gone. And you just watch these little tidbits of real history in there and in the lightness of the moment, right? And I look at that and say, my God, you would think that people would have been all upset because they were doing having these lighthearted things with a couple of Germans in a German camp and all that. But there was a story behind it. As much as you don't want to see it, some people, there is a story around it. You are hearing about what was going on, what went on, and that kind of stuff.
Indeed.
Just like All of the Family. You saw real, you saw ignorant racism, if you would. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. And that's just what racism is. It's ignorant. Yeah. You know, and it's ignorant, it's prideful, it's hubristic. It's a lot of just toxic stuff. And, you know, the thing is we see these people, you know, they go on and they do these rants, and they're talking about how this is the Zionist and the white supremacists and all that sort of stuff is, you know, with oppressing Palestine and all that and what needs to be done, and the victim narrative that they put out. And I'm like, man, you guys don't understand how much like Hitler you sound. Hitler used the same. Hitler was making the same case against the Jews that y'all are making, and y'all claim to hate Hitler. You claim to compare everything that you hate to Hitler, but yep. Y'all are just flipping like him, right? And the same reasoning that you have to be hostile toward the Jews is flipping the same. And just one more little tidbit, it's like people think that Hitler was like, maybe his generals and stuff like that and his cabinet were like white supremacists. Hitler didn't even match the model of what was claimed to be white supremacy. You know, the blonde hair, but he didn't even fit the model. It wasn't, that wasn't the objective. It was the Aryans. The Aryans is who Hitler wanted to be like. That's who he worshipped. That's who he idolized. And the Aryans, as we discussed earlier, the Aryans were the Persians. That's who he wanted. And it's like they had, you know, we know their history with the Jews. And that's what Hitler wanted to continue. That was his inspiration. You know, all the way down to the swastika that he had. That symbol comes from India. That's their symbol. That they had, you know, when you look at
Indo-Euro,
right? You don't talk about. So even with the Sanskrit language and you have the motifs that surround that sort of stuff, that's where Hitler was drawing that inspiration from. He appropriated that symbol for himself. He didn't just make it out of some, you know, he had a white idea. He was drawing back from that. You know, so people have this idea about Hitler. He was evil, you know, bottom line, it was evil. But people are coming from a misguided idea of what he was up to.
But think about that, that one man was able to do all of that. One man who was not very smart, not very powerful. Even later on, you read some of the people close to him did not believe him to be a great war strategist. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't even explain to you how somebody like that would get that kind of power.
I can't. It's the empowered victim is how it works, man. It's the oxymoron of being an emboldened victim. You go out there, and if you're able to tie out the victim narrative, you got the formula to success, brother. That's why, like, say, for instance, The View has the success that they're dependent on the whole victim narrative. And when we talk about Nazis, and it's reflective of the animosity that the Muslims have for the Jews. But they make themselves out to be victims. As I've said a thousand times, man, it's in their doctrine. You know, the introduction of man in Al-Quran is a victim narrative concerning the Satan figure itself. Because Iblis is like, why should I have to prostrate before Adam? He's made of clay. I'm made of fire. I'm superior. And when you see that, you can relate to that, Joe. You can relate to it. It's like, yeah, that's not fair, Allah. Why should Satan, or Iblis, who is made of fire, why should he have to prostrate before Adam, who's made of clay? So already the victim narrative sets in, and you can identify with that, and that's their strength. And so, yeah, that's why Hitler, tapping into that victim narrative with his people, were able to make the Jews out to be the villain, right? That and basically gather power to himself on the victim narrative. Works like a charm, man.
And the German people were already ripe for something like this. And if I have my history wrong, I'm sure you can correct me, because remember World War I was German led as well, and you know they lost a lot. They took a big beating. They were held accountable. They were paying a good portion of the gross national product to try to pay back restitution for some of the things that they did. So they were already under thumb. And Hitler comes in and says, we're great people. What are you talking about? We shouldn't be doing this. We should be leading the world. We should be with our great nation. And I hate to say it this way, almost Reagan-esque, in you should be proud to be a German. You should be proud to be an American. You know what I'm saying? Got the nationalism back up in them to say, we are a great country. We can do better. Although his better wasn't really good.
Right. Yeah, that kind of, you know, there's nothing wrong with appreciating your nation, but there might be something wrong with it if your nation is just, you know, simply about evil. Now, a lot of people say that about America. Well, America is evil. No, it's not. America wasn't founded on an evil idea. The flag's not evil. The Constitution's not evil. That stuff's not evil. Perverts who came in and co-opted it, like Democrats, that's. You took a good resource and you did something evil with it. That's what we're dealing with.
Yeah, I go back. This is why history, and you'll hear even left-leaning history professors say, you know, there's no reason to know the dates and they don't need to know this. History needs to be, and you go, wait a minute, stop. If histories need to be real, you at least have to have a clue as to what century it happened in. And the progression of things. If you don't know the progression of things, you will put the cart before the horse. They have to understand what happened and why certain countries worked out the way they worked out. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And to your point, Joe, also with bringing this back around to where Hitler had his motivation. Hitler needed a villain.
Yes.
And the Jews were who he made out to be the villain. And it worked. Once again, it worked like a charm. And it's the same way today. Democrat policies and ideology reflective of Nazism and Hitler themselves. And the Democrats, their approach is the same. They need a villain. And villain, are you Christians?
Yeah, well, you hit it on the head, because think about it. They were downtrodden. They were down. They were having all kinds of trouble. I won't go to say the Jews were doing well, but the Jews were, many of them were business owners. Many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And again... were merchants and what have you. So they were perceived as, oh, look at them. Look at what they're doing to us. Look at Huckam. And so it was easy for him to do what he did to a big degree.
Sure. And it was the same way when they were in Egypt. The Jews, even though they had sold themselves into slavery under Joseph, they became very powerful. You know, and Pharaoh was so afraid of that he was afraid that they would leave. And it was the same thing, you know, with Nazi Germany. They screwed themselves with their own policies. And then they need somebody to blame. Democrats do the same thing. They screwed America with their policies, and they blame us.
All right. Tell people where to get your information, where to get more. Like, you got to see the Funny Duddy Bible Study. Go for it.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hope you check us out at the Zoloft, the Zopium Band, and check out some music from my Sledge X project.
Yes. Buy his music. Let me see. Don't buy Beyonce's. Buy his. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. You got a lot. I got a lot to beef about. You got me for the next hour. I'll be right back.